This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, my friends. It's me, Harriet Rose. You're joining us on FUBAR Radio. It's the Harriet Rose Show. And today, you have me. It's just us two, hun. So I hope you enjoyed today's extra special episode. We've got Chloe Howell coming into the studio live in a little minute, which we're really excited about. She's coming in at 5:30. Gogol Bordello popped in. Eugene, the lead singer, had a chat with Rhys Saunders earlier today about his gig tonight, and we're going to be hearing that. Apparently, it's incredible, I've heard. So maybe Rhys is going to be taking over my position here on the Harriet Rose Show. It'll be like the Harriet Rhys Show or something, I don't know. We'll see what 2018 brings. But loads of exciting stuff. Plus, extra special guests, Nat and Abby, producers, are going to be coming in and giving their gossip on this year's musical news. Plus, they're going to be giving some extra special tips for you guys. So stay tuned. We're going to be playing some massive bangers today, obviously. It's the last show of the year. But don't worry, because you can keep hitting up FUBAR Radio, because we've got loads of best ofs, Christmas specials, and also we've got some extra special vintage stuff that's going to be played out that you guys can listen to. And I'm going to listen to, because I've never even heard of it. So it's that VIP. Let's kick off the show now. We're going to play the brand new one from NERD, because I really, really like it. And I think it's the season to play the stuff I really like. So I don't care what you think. This is NERD 1000 featuring Future.
Assembling a riot, chanting and circling the fires. Her behavior can't keep it quiet. Kinetic energy a thousand times higher. Holy shit is working, we all got it. Holy shit is working, look at my face. Holy shit is working, fit it to the taste. Holy shit is working, we dancing in place. What goes up, must go down. What goes in, must come out. You surrounded, dog, come on, look around. I was sin, but no, not now. Holy shit is working, no more trailing tears. Holy shit is working, no prophecy is here. Holy shit is working, we recognize me. Holy shit is working, 1000%. Make them in the mirror, there's a hero. Make them 1000.
Shoeless, they cost over 1,000. Brand new coupe cost a couple 100,000. Got some models in the bed and they coming by the thousand. Them young goons never sleep, they somewhere prowling. Everywhere we go, they told the chopper about 1,000. Rick on boots, I'm walking on a few thousand. Champagne in the club cost 1,000. We got gold by the bar, that's 1,000. Ferragamo belt, hit me for easy 1,000. We can gamble right now, belt 1,000, shoot 1,000. Count the money up in all hundreds, all thousands. I'm too rich to talk, you ain't talking thousands.
In the mirror, there's a hero. 1,000. Assembling a riot, chanting and circling the fires. Her behavior can't keep it quiet. Kinetic energy, 1,000 times higher. Holy shit is working.
You don't really hear a lot. You can picture when you are calm, or make sure tears will drop. You'll be wishing that your year would stop. It'll be 1,000, 4, 1, 0, 0, 0. God, like you don't really hear a lot. You can pretend when you are calm, or make sure tears will drop. You'll be wishing that your year would stop. It'll be 1,000, 4, 1, 0, 0, 0. God.
1,000. 1,000. 1,000. 1,000.
Gemma, you silly cunt.
Yo, what's going on? This is Lethal Bizzle. You're listening to Harriet on FUBAR Radio. Pow, pow.
That was Lethal Bizzle and Gemma Collins there for your enjoyment pleasure. Now, I'm going to be doing some special things today. So we're going to kick off with a bit of ones to watch because we do this every year. Last year we did it in 2017. I'm not going to lie, it went well, guys. A few of them can't even remember what was in the video now. It was happened so long ago. But we've got ones to watch this year, all of which have been on this show on FUBAR Radio. So we're very, very proud of this year's Ones to Watch list. And it's been an exciting year on the New Music Show, and I wanted to share some of these artists with you. We're very excited for what's to come in 2018 from all of these people. We're going to kick off with number one, Hack Baker. Now, he popped into the studio early in the year, and he wants to do it all for the lads. That's what we learned. He wants to get the cash in so he can take his mates out on the town. And we loved him. We played a little clip from him a couple of weeks ago because he's doing so well. Everybody's talking about him. And funnily enough, a lot of the people who've come through the studio have actually said how much they love him and how nice he is and how much they love his music. So we're really hoping for an exciting 2018 from him and can't wait for more. So if you want to listen back to the show, that was on the 20th of July. You can go ahead and have a listen because he's so nice. You're going to want to hear him talk because he's lovely. Number two, my best friends, The Manor. Now, I've got an invested interest in actually these guys succeeding in 2018 because I'm actually in The Manor, so I really, really want it to be a good year for us. I mean, them. They did a sexy little freestyle, and you can go on the Twitter. We've done a little roundup of this year, and there's a little clip from it there. Plus, you can go and find it on Facebook as well. And I think it might be on YouTube. I'm not sure, but definitely go to Facebook. You can find The Manor's freestyle. They've also shared it on their page. Really excited for what's coming from them. I know for a fact they've got the sickest collaborations coming for us. I know some of the people. I'm not allowed to say who they are. If I did, they'd shout at me, so I won't, and they might kick me out of the band. Up next, Alma. Alma dropped in for the first time on the phone in March when we were promoting Mighty Hoopla, the incredible brand new music festival that is coming back next year, and the tickets are available. So if you want to go and hit them up, you can do now. I think there's some kind of early bird situation with them as well. You can get a little discount. But yeah, she's got Had a Live Lounge under her belt. Loads of hit singles, plus she did a collab with French Montana, and loads of new songs coming in 2018, so it's looking very rosy for this lady. She's also really nice and dresses very well, and her hair's very cool, so we like her on FUBAR Radio. We're going to listen to a little clip from our chat. This is all about us Brits with our humour. I couldn't even say it. I was about to say hummus.
You know, I really love UK people humour. I think it's very similar to Finland, like, you have kind of dark humor.
Yeah, we're very sarcastic.
Yeah, sarcastic, and I really like that. And people don't take them too seriously. You know, you are on the streets and you can just, like, tell a joke and everybody's like, yeah. No, you know, they're not, like... And also, I feel very accepted, you know, here.
We're very accepting. That's how I love... And this festival is all about that as well. It's all about that vibe. We're very accepting on the streets in England, just so you know. Alma, you heard it here first. She's a total babe. Keep an eye on this girl. I mean, I know you've obviously already heard of her, Dye My Hair, and all of her bangers that have come out this year, but I think next year, maybe we're going to get an album, guys. That's very exciting to hear. Up next, guys, I don't want to shock you here, but we actually started a trend here because we had Raksu on the show in March before X Factor was even a twinkle in their eye. We chatted to them about all things music, and then they went on to win the X Factor, and I'm pretty sure they're going to be doing new stuff next year. I think they've been signed since the show. I mean, doesn't it happen that you win and you get signed to Psycho? I think so. So you should check out the interview that we did with them in March. It's on the 9th of March if you want to go and check out that episode. But I think we're going to see lots of big things coming from those boys. And up next, we've got another girl, because it's all for the girls this year. 2017 has been a big year for the girls in music. Mabel's had a sick year. Her single Finders Keepers went absolutely massive. She's had loads of awards nominations, including Brit's Critics' Choice, which is absolutely incredible. She came on the show in April. We've got a little clip. She was chatting all about her single, and we're talking all about sort of women and how incredible we are, basically. It's about Talk About Forever and how important it is to represent young and independent women in the world right now. And we like that kind of stuff here.
To just tell young women to, like, not get lost in relationships and, like, to always put yourself first, and that I love falling in love, but that it's really important to like make sure that you're in the driving seat and that like somebody's not just using you.
Do you think it's important as a young female artist that you are sort of promoting these ideas of strong, independent, important women?
Yeah, I feel like there is a certain like responsibility. Like, as much as I just want to have fun and like make songs that me and my friends can dance to, I feel like I do have a responsibility. Like, the women that I grew up listening to taught me so much, like Lauryn Hill and Beyonce, about like being an independent woman and like being strong and taking care of me. And I think that is an important message to send.
Are the women independent? Beyonce did teach us all that, and she's taught us so many things. Wise words from Mabel there. Looking forward to 2018 for her. Of course, up next, it's my girl Ray. At the end of 2016, she released You Don't Know Me, which has grown and grown with Jax Jones this year. It's absolutely huge. Plus, she's released her new single, Decline, at the end of the year, which has been climbing the charts since its release in early November. Next year's going to be massive for this young one, and I'm so, so excited. I'm going to play a little clip from us when we got together at Lovebox because she was so much fun.
Would you rather tongues for eyelashes or eyelashes as your tongue? I'd rather tongues for eyelashes.
Why?
I like food and I feel like if I have eyelashes, I won't be able to taste my food properly.
But you'll be like...
Nah, I need my tongue for my food.
Okay.
So I'd have tongues for eyelashes and probably maybe colour them in different colours. Would you rather... Oh, this is a good one. Always have to say everything on your mind or never be able to speak again.
Ooh, okay.
Everyone would absolutely hate me if I spoke everything on my mind.
I think everybody would hate everybody if everybody spoke on their mind.
I would probably say do that over never speaking again because I'd probably get really depressed if I was always sitting there like...
Also, we wouldn't be able to hear your beautiful voice.
Yeah, I'll say speak everything on my mind.
Can't wait to hear what's going on in that head.
Oh, God.
What would be the one celebrity in the world that you wouldn't want to embarrass yourself in front of?
Rihanna. Imagine being on her bad side. She would come for me. She'd absolutely fuck me up.
Don't fuck with Rihanna. That is the wise words from Ray. We can't wait to hear what's going on with her in 2018. Up next, we've got the one and only Steph London, nominated for so many awards, winning awards left, right and centres, creating bangers. She also did a collab with French Montana and she changed the lyrics to Hurting Me to I'll Make You Bacon because that's just what it sounded like. And the fans said, I'm sorry, that's what it sounds like. So she changed the lyrics. What more could you possibly want? I mean, she's vegetarian, for God's sake. And she added the word bacon into one of her songs. You can't want anything more from a ones to watch, can you? So 2018, we can't wait to see what Steph London is going to be up to. And number 8, another girl in the ranks, Laughter. She came into the studio as a guest. Then she came in and we loved her so much. She came in as a co-host. She's been smashing it this year. Her EP, LOL, came out. You got to go and check that out. She's really good at laughing at my jokes. So I really like her for that reason as well. Other than the fact that I love her music, that kind of really, really, really made me happy. Here's a little clip for her talking about women in grime.
I think females always have to fight harder. For me right now, I think I'm being accepted now. I've been putting in a lot of groundwork. I've had to sweat, you know what I mean? And like you said, I've dropped like 10 videos this year till I started to get noticed. People like Maxwell D, even Stormzy, Stormzy's DJ, everyone coming up to me, Suspect, everyone knows who I am now. And I've had to fight for that, but I am starting to be more accepted. People are saying they want more females in grime. And I don't think it's any female can just jump on grime. I think for you to do it 100%, it's got to be one, true to you, but two, you've got to be hard.
See, she knows what she's talking about. Women in grime, we love the rise of women in grime. We want to hear more female grime artists in the industry. 2018 is going to be that year, I think. Up next, we've got Lotto Boys. They came in with their single No Don and it absolutely went bang. It's been nominated for Best Newcomers at the Mobos and they've just had a really good year and it's really exciting. In fact, loads of the grime artists that we've had in this year, Izzy Gibbs, Gracious K, Isaiah Dreads, Beluga Ice, all of which we're really excited about. So big up to all those guys and excited to see what's going to happen next year for you. And finally, we've got London O'Connor, our mate from all the way in America. He counts Jaden Smith as a big fan of his. Not that he would say that because he's so modest. He's such a nice guy. We really loved him. And we've got a clip from when we ate tangerines together on the show, which is incredibly cute. He doesn't really use social media. He doesn't like Twitter and Instagram. So you need to find him, hit him up on like SoundCloud and listen to his music. And I just saw the other day on Instagram, he has been making new music, so hopefully 2018 is going to be an exciting one for him. And Jaden Smith loves him, so why wouldn't we?
There's something with the way that we connect on the internet with Twitter and things that I don't fuck with, because as a kid growing up on the internet and loving music, you get to hear music from every era of recorded music, and you get to hear all of it right now, and you get to live in it, and you want to make the best contribution to that that you can. And you realize that a lot of those people really trained and they really worked hard, and it's a lot of thankless hours where no one knows. When you hear them now as a kid growing up, you get to hear them with all of the praise already amassed to them, you know? Like when we hear Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan, it's like already a huge song that we love, and we don't necessarily realize that when he put that out, everyone booed him and hated it. But then you take a platform like Twitter, and Twitter is so ephemeral that if anyone says something on it that's ahead of their time, the tweet is gone before people can go back and realize that. And so Twitter just becomes this chamber where the only things that propagate on it are things that are immediately gratifying, that speak to exactly where someone's at right now. And so I think, like, being on Twitter for long enough, I realized, like, damn, this just trains you to think in the way that is, like, worst for making art.
He actually made me feel really uncomfortable because he was so clever. It was actually a very, very stressful interview, not at all. He brought tangerines. A lot of the lovely guests that come through bring me stuff, and he shared his tangerine with me, which I felt was one of the best gifts I'd ever received from a guest. He's like incredibly young, 19 or 20, and he's got the mind of sort of someone that's studied stuff that makes you clever for 50 years. So you must hit him up. His music's really, really, really interesting and beautiful. And if you ever get the chance to go and see him live, please do, because it's weird and wonderful, put it that way. I really, really like it. So that is all of our ones to watch this year. Thank you so much to everybody that has come through. We're so proud of all the artists we've had, and it's just lovely to be able to talk on the radio about stuff that I love. So thanks for that as well, guys. I'm going to play a little clip now from my favourite interview of the year, purely because we are astounded by the fact that it managed to get over 45,000 views on YouTube. We love it to pieces. It's Mr. Post Malone. Now, when we chatted to him, he just released his first album, which was the number two streaming in the whole of America. And now he's hit the UK and everybody loves him. Plus, he's super cute and offered to give me a lift when I was trying to get the bus on the way out for the interview. So who wouldn't love this guy? This is him chatting to me about his love for Weatherspoons, because he just turned 20 at the time, so he was able to go and have a British drink.
Every time I come here, you gotta go to Weatherspoons and turn up.
So you like Weatherspoons, do you?
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, the first time I went to Weatherspoons, I was in Wolverhampton. It was like the first time I bought my first like legal beer. It was awesome.
Oh, really? Your first legal beer was in a Weatherspoons? Yeah. That is really fantastic. Yeah. I'm so sorry that was your first.
No, listen, I love it. It's emblazoned in my mind that it's just a beautiful place with beautiful, beautiful English folk all around.
Yeah, so you've kind of got like a deep connection with Weatherspoons now.
Weatherspoons is actually my life.
Yeah. Was it inspiration for the album?
Weatherspoons.
Yeah.
I read it all at a Weatherspoons.
Have you eaten at a Weatherspoons?
No, I've never eaten there.
Okay.
Just drank.
Okay. Try eating there.
Well, let's go.
After this, should we go for a quick pint in the Weatherspoons?
Have a pint, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Take me to Weatherspoons and buy me dinner and that'll be fine.
Okay, cool. This is perfect.
Okay, safe.
So you like dinner from Weatherspoons?
Oh, yeah. I like it.
Really?
Just like...
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking shit.
Well, no, I am a little bit. It's shit.
But it's still good.
But it's really, really good. Weatherspoons, hit me up if you want to give me a free dinner, because I did get one of the biggest music stars in the world to say how much he loved it. So, yeah, hit me up. And obviously, I didn't mean that thing about the food being shit. I just meant, you know, it's not the Ritz, but I love it. I love it. I go all the time. It's very, very good. Post Malone, what a babe. What a babe. You got to go and check out that interview, because we had a lot of fun. He's just really nice, a genuine nice person. And he talked from the heart a lot about how his music was formed and how because he was kind of bullied at school, and people were, you know, took the mickey out of him for how he dressed and how he looked and the fact that he was making music. And then he became one of the top streams artists in the US. In the world. So basically they can eat their words, and that's all about what Congratulations the song is about. So go and check out the interview, because it's really, really lovely. We're going to now play some music so that you don't have to hear me drawling on anymore, and after that we're going to get the girls in. And when I say the girls, I don't mean my breasts, I mean, Nat and Abby, my lovely producers, they're going to come and do Shit or Hit with me because it's an extra special one this year. But without further ado, let's play a bit of Ray. This is Decline featuring Mr. Easy.
I was always there for you all. I was always on time and I gave you my all. So now you call, I decline. And I don't know about you, but I know I'm gonna be fine. And I gave you my all. So now you call. And you think that you're sick when you're running. Now you're bailing on my line like an ambulance. Safe, I'm fine, well, I'm known, done with it. No 999, no emergency. Maybe 99, no aim into you. I'ma block you soon, you're a bugaboo, babe. Cause you needed me, going all out cause you need the freak. The ship is done, sailed, I don't need to be. No, you had a good girl, yeah, baby. I was always there for you, oh. I was always on time, and I gave you my all. So now you call, I decline, and I don't know about you. But I know I'm gonna be fine, and I gave you my all. So now you call, I decline.
I've been ringing all day.
Hear me now. And Beyonce said irreplaceable. I was holding out this, picking your dish. You was that mother, what you came me for. Now you're stressed out cause you needed me. Going all out cause you need the freak. The ship is done, sad, I don't need you be. You had a good girl, yeah, baby. I was always there for you, oh. I was always on time. And I gave you my all. So now you call, I decline. And I don't know about you.
If I do it again, then you can leave me hanging. Give me one try, you'll never regret.
Baby, I was always there for you, oh. I was always on time, and I gave you my all. So now you call, I decline, and I don't know about you. Talk, let me finish. Getting all dressed up, I'ma kill it. You can move over there. I'ma be upbeat in a minute. You can shh when I talk, let me finish. While you go, get gone, I'ma get it. You can move over there.
Abby, you're meant to know what you're doing as the.
I'm sorry, was I talking?
Yeah, you were.
I'm
welcome,
sorry.
Abby and Nat, into the studio.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, Abby's opening some Prosecco, so we're all good.
Oh, yes. This is Prosecco that I bought the girls for Christmas. Aren't I nice?
Thank you, Harriet.
Yes, thank you.
So, guys, welcome to the studio. Thank you for joining me for Shit or Hit. I feel like you two are quite opinionated about music.
Yes, very.
So I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts about these things. I'm going to kick off with one. In fact, I actually have no idea... there's only one that I know what you're going to say, so maybe I'll kick off with that.
Okay.
This is Bodak Yellow by a little known artist called Cardi B. Have you heard of her?
No.
I can't get on with her.
No. Okay. No. Well, you've probably never heard this song.
No.
But let me play it for you anyway, so you have a little idea.
These hoes, don't let these hoes bother me. They see pictures, they say goals. Bitch, I'm who they trying to be. Look, I might just chill in some babe. I might just chill with your boo. I might just spill on your babe. My pussy feel like a lake. He wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay. I let him get what he wants.
So, mm-hmm. Cardi B. Nat, you go first. So, do you know where Cardi B came from?
No.
She came from a program called Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, yeah, that program.
Yeah. The one you watch every
night. No, I do. I love hip hop, so it's the perfect show for me.
Exactly. So, she came from that. And she was once a stripper.
Yeah.
Which I know is a profession you've looked into before, but obviously with the time constraints of FUBAR, it's been a difficult...
I do have my evenings free, though.
Well, not always. Not always when it's a Thursday. So tell me, guys, what do we think? Nat, you go first. Shit or hit?
I think...
I can't believe you're thinking about this.
But it's obviously a hit, but I feel like she's going to go really far. She's going to do well.
Do you think?
I think she will, yeah. No okay. more stripping for her.
No, I don't think there'll be any more stripping. She does say that a lot in her songs as well.
Well, she's right. She's right to say that.
Yeah,
she put it out there.
Abby, you can open. Do you want to pass me the Prosecco? Are you scared to pop it?
I can't do it. No, okay. I can't physically
do you
open
do it.
I'm scared about you pushing it over the table.
I'm scared of me opening it too.
Like, okay, while I'm doing this, Abby, you tell us what you think of Cardi B.
So, I can't. Like, everyone was like, remember when Jake Hyde.
We're just trying to create ambiance in the studio.
That's good.
That's actually really impressive. She works in radio, by the way. So tell me about Cardi B, Abby.
So remember when Jake Isaac came in and he was amazing? He was like, oh, I checked out her Instagram, like I had to, all this stuff. So I did the same and I was like, what am I doing here in this land that I've never been before?
Okay, but what does that mean? Is that a good thing? Or I can't tell
bad.
If that's... Oh, okay.
Like, I just didn't understand what
she's
was saying.
She's got views, isn't she? She's got a lot of views on her Instagram.
Does she talk?
Yeah, a lot. She talks a lot to the camera. And she's like, I'm doing this for you, my young fans. You're amazing.
Thank
and then
you.
She's like, fuck you all. Actually, I'm going to swear if I want to. And I'm like, I'm getting
She's what you
messages.
Say to guests she's, when they come in here. Too.
Yeah, I like to keep them on their toes. I like to lull them into a false sense of security. And then by the end, just tell them to fuck off. Okay, that's an interesting perception. So does that, for you, make Bodak Yellow a shit?
In a way, but I don't really like it anyway. I don't really rate it too much.
Okay. Mm. So we've got one each.
No, yeah, I do like it.
Yeah, we've got one each. So one hit, one shit on that one. Okay,
but
okay.
I like that it got to number one and all that.
It's quite cool.
Yeah.
It's quite a cool song and the idea of it was quite sick. She came from a reality TV show and she got engaged this year.
Yeah.
To the guy from Migos.
But that song, most reality TV people, unless you can think of one that's on a good one, generally don't do the best songs,
let's have a think.
Do they?
Who else do we know from a reality TV show? Oh, we've had Andy Jordan on the show.
Oh, yeah, he was great.
We had the other guy.
Julius.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Kagi left Made in Chelsea to do that. And what happened to her?
We don't
know. I do love her, though, actually. I do love her.
I don't actually know whether she's still doing music, is she?
She is, but in Australia.
Oh, okay, cool.
So
she's fine. So Bodak Yellow's probably done the best that we know.
That's the biggest. And it's not terrible. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a sound
it's not
to some
bad,
of them.
Bad.
That are,
yeah.
I love it. I'm really into it. It's a real hit from me.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm mostly hits, aren't I? Because
yes,
I favour the musicians, don't I?
Shit.
So this girl was the first number one since Adele, this next girl. Not Cardi B. And she's since become the top streamed woman on Spotify in the UK, which is pretty big. And this is her song that kind of made that happen. It's New Rules.
Don't be his friend. You know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him. I got no rules, I count him.
So that was Dua Lipa. Top streamed artist on Spotify in 2017 in the UK. Now, that song has been used quite a bit because you know Selena Gomez? Do you know Selena Gomez? She went out with Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm. And what are you pointing at?
I'm trying to put my mic on. Press the button.
Oh, yep, for God's
there we go,
sake.
Yep.
It's the last day, guys.
Like, and we've had a sip of Prosecco.
Yeah, we've had one sip, so we're absolutely off our faces. So that song, everyone started singing it to Selena Gomez because she got back with Justin Bieber. Because the whole song is about going out with someone and then not picking up the phone and not shagging them after you've split up with them. So I'd like to know, girls, what we think of New Rules, Dua Lipa.
I love that song. I like a good pop song, me.
Which always shocks me of you, because you dress so much like an edgy person. I think you would always revolt against pop, but you love it.
No, I like a good pop song, which everyone says, what's that? But I don't know.
What's
something...
that?
Yeah.
We play a lot of good pop songs on this show.
Exactly.
I love pop.
Yeah.
I like that song.
Mm-hmm.
I would be happy to be out and hear it, but I wouldn't be at home and listen to it.
So you wouldn't be at home like, one, pick up the phone,
yeah, yeah.
No anybody, drunk and alone.
Whereas I have done that in the mirror.
Yeah, right, well, you'd be like, one, pick up the phone, home and alone. That was my impression of Abby's Welsh accent.
Lovely.
So it's a hit from both of you then?
Yeah.
Nat's not sure.
Yeah, it's a hit.
It's funny that you guys work so closely together and yet you have the exact opposite pretty much taste.
That's good, I think.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay, this could possibly be, in fact, I'm saying it now, it's my song of the year.
I mean, no pressure here.
It's my song of the year. And I don't know if you'll guess what it is, but it came out in the summer and it was just, I played it at every single DJ set and still do.
Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow,
wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Bad Girl, Riri, and DJ Khaled. Another one. So tell me, girls, what do we think of Wild Thoughts?
Great, but, you know, overplayed. And I do think it is great, but I think it was...
overplayed by me?
Overtaught.
Yeah. You did that. You did this to her.
It's not as great as everyone thinks it is. That's what my thing is.
Yeah, no, I'm on the same page here. I'm not going to... It's not as great... Like that,
this is so awkward.
That bit is great, but the other bit of the song for me isn't as good as that bit.
I like it all.
Yeah, it's good.
I think it reminds me of really nice memories also of playing sets that I really enjoy. And I do this weird sort of like belly dance when I play it because it's quite a belly dancey song. And then I also play after it the original from the original song, Santana. Mm-hmm. So it's just a nice song to DJ, and I would definitely say it's a hit. But you two are both saying it's a shit.
Yeah, because I think it, as yeah. you're saying, well, I think it would. It's not.
It's a shit for Nat.
It's a shit. Yeah, it is. Because I've heard it too much.
It's a hit from me, but it's not the best song ever.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, girls, I'll take it, but I may quit the show after this. Right, up next, this is another one of my favourites, because this is one I listen to in my earphones and also play it out. But it's not necessarily one of the biggest songs of the year. It features one of the artists we had on the show, Kalo. It's Riton, Money. It also features Mr. Easy, who features on Ray's song, Decline.
Thinking about money, soon as you get it, everybody wants it. But a life just ain't for me, cause the best things in life are free. Hello, hello.
I need that money, so I can give myself freaky. If I want to die, got this trip to Capri is nothing.
A triumphant comeback for Riton, I think, because he had a little time off and that straight banger.
I love it.
Yeah.
Like, that's like one of my favourite songs of the year. Honestly.
Okay.
Like, as soon as I heard it, yeah.
So I ticked one box then.
No, I agree. It's a nice little song for the morning if you're having, like, I can't wake up. Bung that on. That's it.
Bung you're that awake. On and you're thinking about all the cash money bitches you're going to make
money
today.
Also get out of bed. Yeah.
Money and quickly go to work so you can earn some.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it's feel good, right?
Oh, yeah. So good.
It's the beat and everything, and I like the sounds. You know, sounds are just so important with music, I think. And finally, another massive song from this year is Charlie XCX, Boys. Now, I'm a huge fan, mostly of the video. I think it's very well... She directed it, I think, didn't she?
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful-looking video with lots of beautiful-looking people in it. Let's have a little listen, although we've probably heard it 18,000 times just today.
I wish I had a better excuse, like I had to trash the hotel lobby. But I was busy thinking about boys. 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 I was busy...
So... Do we think anyone has ever rung in the office and being like, soz, babe, I can't come in today. I've been thinking about boys.
Nat, once or twice.
I do that a week.
Every single day.
I do that quite a lot.
Is it a double hitter or is it double shitter? Or is it half and half?
No, I do really like that song. It did take a few to get into it. Like, the first time I heard it, I was like, what is this? But I do really like it.
Grower, not a shower, then.
Oh, yes.
I like it. For me, it's a hit just for that little, like... game noise in where she says boys and
what
noise.
Game is that? Is that Nintendo?
It's Nintendo, I think, or is it? It's not Sonic.
Game Boy. Think, yeah, it's a Game it's a Boy. Game,
so it's a hit just for that, really, for me.
Yeah, that's you're so intelligent, Nat, bringing out the little nuances of the.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much, all of you, for ruining my life in certain areas, but also making me happy in others. Nat, can I get your favourite of the shit or hits? Your favourite hit of those five? So you've got Dua Lipa, you've got Cardi B, you've got Wild Thoughts, DJ Khaled, you've got Riton, Kalo, Money, and you've got Boys, Charlie XCX.
I'm going to say Charlie XCX.
Okay.
But you're probably going to disagree.
Abby?
A favourite? Mm. Yeah, Money.
Yeah, Money for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm getting here, girls, is it's a lot about money and boys that is the themes
true.
Today.
It's true.
Okay, fair enough. Now, as you've been so amazing helping me do all this, I'd like you to pick the next song. Shall I give you some options?
Please. Yeah.
So we've got the brand new one from Sigrid. We've got a bit of SZA. We've got a bit of Charlie Puth. We've got... Is that how you pronounce it? Puth. Puth.
None of it sounds natural. No.
Puth. Puth.
Isn't that what you put your feet up on?
Yeah. No, that's a poof. Calvin Harris and Kalani. Pretty Much and French Montana. That's God, he's getting around, isn't he?
I'm already forgetting what the beginning ones were.
Okay.
Make them that three, maybe.
Okay.
Something memorable.
I... am going to say, okay, pretty much Calvin Harris or SZA.
Calvin Harris.
Okay.
Sure.
Do you know this song?
Yeah.
It's called Faking It. It's with Kalani. It's really good. Yeah. Kalani and Lil Yachty. And this is something I listen to over and over and over in my headphones. So you'll have to shit or hit this in your minds during the... I mean, you could just shout it out during the play out, but I think that'd be a bit unprofessional. Thanks, ladies. Okay. We'll catch you back in a minute because we're going to do some more fun stuff later, aren't we?
We are.
He's going down. Now when I lean on you and I got nothing left. Hey, I've been wanna call ya, tell you that I'm sorry. Same old fucking story, everybody singing. I say I'm okay, but I guess I'm a liar. You say you're okay, but I saw that you liked it. 2 a.m. and faded. I know that's when you like it. Know that's when you miss me. Know that's when you cry, yeah. If you're over it, why you say let go if you still holding it? Just a little bit better at faking it than me, baby. Just a little bit better at faking it than me, baby. Why you checking if you're over it? Why you say let go if you still holding it? Just a little bit better at faking it than me, baby. Just a little bit better at faking it than me, baby. I'm just a bitch to everybody else. I don't need no shoulders, I'm good crying by myself. Ay, moving on to chore, cause you know I still adore ya. And unrequited love is just a lover's hell. And I say I'm okay, but I guess I'm a liar. You say you're okay, but I saw that you liked it. 2 a.m. and faded. I know that's when you like it. Know that's when you miss me. Know that's when you cry. If you're over it, why you say let go if you still holding it? Just a little bit better at faking it than me, baby. Just a little bit better at faking it than me, baby. Why you checking if you're over it? Why you say let go if you still holding it? Just a little bit better at faking it than me, baby.
I don't love you, baby, cause deep in my mind, girl, I know I do. Tried to search all through the world and that well, but I can't find a girl who looks close like you. I done made millions of dollars, but I'm still alone until I come home back to you. I remember all of those times we would park by your house and laugh all on your avenue. Oh, you can't front, you're a stone cold diva. Had to get counseling from my mom, she's a heartbreak teacher. Remember that time I put those pepperonis on your face, made you a creature. Now I think about you every single time I eat pizza.
Why you say let go if you still holding it? Just a little bit better at faking it than me, baby. Just a little bit better at faking it than me, baby. Why you checking if you're over it? Why you say let go if you still holding it? Just a little bit better at faking it than me, baby.
Calvin Harris featuring Kalani and Lil Yachty with Faking It, my favourite song of his new album, where he kind of gained a new level of cool. He was all like about the dance music and stuff, and then suddenly he came out with this incredible hip-hop feature album that was absolutely sick. If you haven't taken a look, go. Also, Kalani, her new album this year, absolutely beautiful. I'm going to be talking a little bit more about my favourite albums a little bit later in my best musical moments, which is basically overtaking our music news and reviews this year. And it does involve a little bit of...
Gemma, you silly cunt.
So stay tuned for that, because we're going to be talking about one of my favourite people on earth a little bit later.
And I was like, why are you so obsessed with
that? That is what she genuinely asks me every time I see her. Don't worry, I've never seen her in real life. If I had, you would know about it. Now, the lovely Rhys Saunders really, really, really was an amazing person today. He went and interviewed Eugene from Gogol Bordello, who we were really excited to have in the studio. He's performed with Madonna. He's been in a film with Elijah Wood. He's toured the world. He currently lives in Brazil. He's basically an incredibly cool person. He's in this band, which is incredible live. Also, they've just released their one of their singles as a live performance video, which you should go and check out. But I'm sure that Rhys is going to cover that right now.
Yes, guys, it's Rhys Saunders at FUBAR Radio. We're joined in the studio by Eugene Hertz from Gogo Bordello. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thanks.
So you've been touring. You were in Manchester Tuesday. You're performing at Brixton tonight.
Yeah.
You've got, then you're going up to the Midlands again Friday, Saturday before ending up in Scotland. Is there a reason you've done it in that kind of up and down the country way, or?
Yeah, I think it was designed like that by Rosicrucian and Masonic temple somewhere in there. Yeah, and then I okayed it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ah, fair enough. Just, I mean, I'm not your
tour... Very complicated esoteric kind of a map.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not your tour manager yet, but I was thinking maybe Scotland to London. Where, do you fly out straight after your tour, or are you going to remain in Scotland, have a little ponder around Scotland, or...?
Not in this weather.
Yeah, I was going to say...
I mean, as much as I love Robert Louis Stevenson, I'm still just going to go back to... hopefully Brazil.
Oh, okay. So you went to Brazil?
Yes. I have to recover, you know.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. And what better place to recover than Brazil?
Yeah.
So you used to be called Hertz and the Bella Bartoks. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah.
Then you change your name and I quote, because no one knew who the hell Bella Bartoks was in America.
Yes, true.
How many people out there know who Nikolai Gogol is, though?
Yeah, not much more.
You're from...
The irony of that really continued on. I mean, after 6 months of, you know, lecturing after every gig and, you know, and time out people on who Bella Bartok is, it became like a 15-year-long lecture on who Nikolai Gogol is.
He was the Ukrainian writer who... Am I correct?
Yeah, who's credited as a Russian writer. It's like a famous, you know, Russian corporation trick that they keep playing on just about anything.
Fair enough.
Anything that they need to come across as awesome, they just claim it to be Russian, even though it like has nothing to do with it.
I feel like that's kind of like what England do with the rest of Great Britain as well. If someone Scottish is doing well, then the British. But if they're doing terrible, then the Scottish.
Well, I suppose it's a trick that's been played around the world. But, you know, but since I'm from Ukraine, I'm just going to like clear that, you know.
Yeah, just playing that. We'll get that out
Nikolai Gogol was from Ukraine, clearly.
But you're serial tourers. You've been touring a lot with Seekers and Finders. You also are very consistent with releases since 1999 was your first release, am I correct? And
well, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be consistent. It just
I forgive you personally, yes. So don't worry about it.
I don't want to be this irritating guy who's got like constantly on a go, you know. I have my downs.
But you've also starred in a lot of movies as well.
Not too many.
But
sorry about that too.
Yeah. Well, that's what I can't forgive you for.
No, yeah, I'm sorry about being this annoying jack of all trades again.
Do you find it hard to be a jack of all trades, like you say? Can you go from, because you're quite, you know, enthusiastic and very animated on stage, and then obviously you have to go to the studio and be in studio mode, and then again on film and be on set. Do you find it difficult to go from one to the other, or do you just kind of take the same energy with you?
Well, you said it, man. Enthusiastic is the word. In fact, that word comes from, I think, the Greek root of that word, enthuse, means to be possessed.
Ah.
And so that all makes best sense once you look into that. On stage is the best way to be possessed.
Yep.
And then there's still ways to conjure up the spirits in the studio, too. And then of course you're onto your own bubble and to your own crowd, but of which is the band. But you know, we have a lot of horsepower in the band.
Yeah, there's nine of you in total, am I correct?
Eight,
sorry. So
I mean, it varies sometimes. It depends on kind of a, you know, that's why you never seen Gogol Bordello show twice, is because it's just kind of, there's a core of the band and there's you know, it's if the...
The immediate family and the extended family, almost.
Well, it's just, you know, it's all people from New York City, and New York City, a lot of people like to do various things. So it's like, okay, Elizabeth now, she did a tour now, she's doing improvisational comedy. So it's like...
Oh, amazing.
Okay, so then we take the brass section. You know, yeah. That kind of thing.
So getting all everyone together for the studio, mm-hmm. once you make, you know, you've been in the studio, you've recorded, you come out, you're listening to it back. Obviously, there's a large group of people, you're all having different inputs on the music. Yeah. You ever just look at each other after and just think, shit, we did that. We just fucking made that. That came from us. I bet there's a lot of swearing, a lot of going on in the studio once you create a new piece of music, am I right?
It goes up in each and every way. You know, sometimes you're dumbfounded by... you know, how quickly and amazingly things turned up. Sometimes it's just laborious. And I'd say that, you know, in our band it's probably a little bit more peaking, a little bit more extreme than others because personalities are quite extreme.
Yeah.
You know, and extreme, but in the same time kind of committed and consistent.
Does it ever cause a clash though, having so many extreme personalities in one group, or is it very, are you all very relaxed people when you're around each other?
Relaxed, yeah, sure. well, we know our way to relaxing, or we learned it, but I wouldn't call it a particularly relaxing experience.
Okay. Yeah, I can imagine.
I think that maybe we kind of discovered that, you know, are kind of various cultural, you know, backgrounds is more like a source of, you choose to look at it more like with a lot of, as a kind of source of insanity and humor. And I kind of like, that's just kind of, there's no really seeking a particular right or wrong out of it. And also, I mean, let's kind of, it's also, I'm the chief organizational force in the process. It's not like, you know, it's really like a total kind of a sorting out of matters. I mean, we're playing songs that I wrote.
Yeah.
So, and then it's just kind of the principle of the band.
So, yeah. do you all get along when you're on tour then with the extreme? There's no after, like, you've done your tour, you think, you know what, I'm not fucking speaking to you bastards till the next one. That's it now.
No, it's not that kind of band. Yeah. I mean, those kind of bands, with all respect to their fucking misery, you know. Yeah, we don't mean to be this uplifting kind of band, but sorry again. But we don't have that ethic established. I mean, it's kind of more really about getting forward. And plus, I mean, it's really a band where everybody gets their spotlight.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, I mean, I write the songs, but we arrange them together, and everybody has such a tremendous impact that it's like, you know, it's like, hey, what's there not to like, you know?
So when...
what the fuck, you know?
So, like you say, you write the songs, and then you all work on the songs then together.
Yeah.
You do like quite, like I say... enthusiasm. There's a lot of enthusiasm in your stage shows. It's very animated. Do you plan that all together? Is it choreographed, or do you just go out there and just have the time of your life?
Choreographed, huh? Interesting word. I think that, you know, I think that I became an addict early on in my life to being enthused.
Yeah.
And just yesterday, I was doing some kind of podcast, and we kind of got into the topic, and I realized that I've been enthused since very early age. And it's kind of gotten to my bones through, you know, and before I even went to school, just an observation that through dancing to music that my father was playing, which was...
Because your father was a musician as well, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, through, you know, by Doors and, you know, Deep Purple and Stooges and kind of like what was happening in the 70s. And through dancing to that music, through doing athletic activities, something physical, I was getting quite high and enthused. And, you know, now all the years later, if I you know, then I picked up undertaking playing drums, which is very physical.
Yeah.
Then I wanted to tell the story in also very physical way, kind of like tell a story like Johnny Cash, like a Johnny Cash, but in an Iggy Pop kind of way. You
okay,
know,
that
was
like
my kind of things to hold on to. And incredible mentors to have. And, you know, so then later on I learned that kind of, that body produces so much endorphins on its own, something that almost equals to 20% of a heroin dose or a morphine dose. So you see, it's a kind of addiction to, I think it's a people whether consciously have that addiction or not consciously, but I think that I was consciously and subconsciously onto that addiction since early on, and it's just perpetrating, propelling ever since.
I mean, I've got a very addictive personality, so maybe I'll have to go home and bang some music on and have a little dance now. Do you know what I mean? It's a lot cheaper than heroin as well, dancing, I found. So, personally, I mean,
good music really does that.
Yeah, no,
you know,
definitely.
It produces painkillers. It really actually, what happens. So I don't know if the mumble rap will get you there, but, ooh, you know...
Not me, personally, I'll be honest with you.
the more organic, rootsy, authentically energized music definitely will.
So if people are to come, and the people who will be going down to your tour, like say you are playing tonight at the O2 Academy in Brixton.
Oh, yeah.
If they come down, you can guarantee them a great high for a fraction of the price of heroin.
Yeah, we're taking this topic really like into a next level. I think that what we can guarantee is guarantee. I'm not a car salesman here to guarantee anything. There's going to be no life warranty of any kind. I think that we're pretty reliable in terms of creating like a catharsis that lasts for several hours.
Yeah.
And perhaps we're some of the more reliable units out there who is in the business of doing that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's been known and it's kind of the elements that we play with. It's, it's kind of emphasizes the storytelling, but the story is pretty rambunctious and raucous. And so is the whole galloping vehicle of it, you know?
Yeah. So, personally, I don't have a broad knowledge of gypsy punk music and the gypsy punk scene.
But there is no such a scene. I mean, we're the only band who... I love hearing that like supposedly it became like this whole brand. But in reality, it's just the name of our album. There is no gypsy punk scene. Like,
oh,
ooh.
Okay. Yeah, true.
I mean, like, what do you mean by that?
So you're one of a kind then.
It's not
you
like
are...
it's like jungle or German bass where you're like, okay, or like gothic scene. It's like there's really like a scene. But who else would you classify that?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know many gypsies or many punk bands, so I wouldn't be able to put the two and two together and work out if there was much of a gypsy punk scene.
Yeah, but like you what say- we do is pretty singular, and it's never been non-singular. I mean, there was just kind of the swirl of activities in... maybe like 10 years ago where there was like a whole bubble of like so-called Balkan scene. And the confusion happened by the fact because I was really kind of into also having kind of like almost parallel career as a DJ.
Okay, yeah.
And I was bringing Balkan music to kind of like a broader knowledge out there. So that kind of became like, but I'm not Balkan. You know, I'm from Ukraine, but that's not Balkan. I'm across the street from there.
Okay.
Like over the mountains.
Yeah.
You know, that all somehow our bands start getting classified as Balkan. There's nothing Balkan about it, except for like maniacal energy that, you know, just like it has that. But really, the whole gypsy punk thing is really like I put that phrase together
to name
our album, and that's like all there is to it. Really, it's a playground for us.
So you are the founding father, the god of a genre of music. That's you. You've done that.
No,
you created
that. I'm a divine mother of that.
A divine mother of the...
I have a feminine side, so don't like pigeonhole me. You know.
Well, I mean, I said God as well. You know, God is. It doesn't necessarily have to be any.
I just want to get that straight. Yeah.
We got that. Don't worry about that. So, like I mentioned, you're a triple threat. You do singing, dancing, and you do acting as well. You've been in a film with Madonna, if I'm not mistaken.
That was a while ago, yeah.
Yeah. What would be your greatest achievement out of all of them, the large spectrum that you cover of the creative arts? What's the biggest achievement for yourself? Is it creating this genre of music?
Yes, it's a Nobel Prize I won for Gypsy Punk Convention.
Yeah? All right, cool. Yeah, they do Nobel Prize
Nobel
for that.
Nobel Prize, I mean, what the fuck? You know,
I mean, if you're the only one doing it, you're the only one up for the nomination, though. So I don't know if that's
exactly
the greatest
it's
achievement.
Absolutely, there is no competition.
fair enough. What was it like working in and around the presence of Madonna? I mean, she is one of the biggest celebrities, I would say, one of the biggest names in popular culture, full stop. So to be able to work with her must have, for someone like me personally, it would have been an honour to have worked alongside. Was it the same for you, or are you very people are people?
I mean, do I look like to you like a person who has any kind of what do you call it, authority kind of complex that like I get phased by somebody or something like that?
No, I mean, I'd never judge a book by its cover, but I only met you 5 minutes ago. I don't know you personally.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I don't.
You
so,
don't.
You know, it's not really about anything. I've met heroes who are much greater to me than her, for example. And it's just a meeting of a person, really. And
yeah.
That's really all there is to it on any level.
100%. No, I do agree with you, but for someone like myself...
As far as her work ethic and her control of her operation, it's outstanding.
Yeah.
You know, and the spontaneous ability to be an artist and be a person that's authentic in the moment. Yes, absolutely. You know, that's like a quality of any self-actualized person.
Of course. And
as far as that goes, yes, absolutely.
And obviously you are a... There's no denying it. You are a creative genius, like I say, with the music and with the stage shows you've put on and everything that you do. Looking at it from an outside point of view...
Yes, I'm the Leonardo da Vinci of Gypsy Punk, let's not forget.
Yeah, all right, yeah, I can give you that.
I'm the Swedenborg of Balkan scene, you know.
Yeah, no, I'll give you that. I'll let you take that title. Was there a lot that you could take away from working with these bigger names, working... So as a singer, when you work over in the film industry, is there a lot that you can take away from that over to your stage shows or onto your album? Is there... Because it's quite theatrical, your stage, your performances, aren't they? So is there a lot that you can take out of the movie industry,
No, I think I bring it to them.
Yeah?
And in fact, I know that. And
incredible.
So I think that movie industry in particular is in deep problem for a long time. It's way over its peak, and it hasn't developed into anything worthwhile for decades. So my interest in the movie is like, maybe I would like to direct a movie to shake the apple cart. I have absolutely no interest in saying some lines in front of the camera.
Yeah.
I already paid my dues with that. And it's absolutely boring experience for an actual creative person. Plus, the whole lifestyle is detrimental. Waking up 5:30 in the morning and getting on with a long day, at the end of which there will be absolutely no party. And which explains why those people get paid a lot of money, because it's so fucking miserable. You have to keep that in mind. So I have no interest in doing that.
Yeah, I can understand that. I work in the fashion industry, so it's kind of like a very similar thing. And
similar, that's even more detrimental.
Yeah, no,
it's 100%. Just like absolutely no gratification of any kind.
That's the thing, there's no sense of achievement. And like I say, you write these songs, you put on these performances, you are...
Yeah, and I mean, it's just, it's not too like... look down on those forms of things. I just think they're really difficult to do. You know, like,
yeah.
I don't understand why would somebody would want to be part of that. They just need to know that there will be no gratification coming.
So
the kind of gratification you can get from something more like music or even painting or theater. You know, something that's more essentially going back to being in a room full of people that is spending a certain amount of time together and having a kind of a where a soul can have some kind of a journey that's like not a fragment in time, but like at least an hour or two or something to hold on
to.
You know what I mean? Then I think something brews up. The rest things are just like so obscure. It's like dropping a bag of tea, like best tea in the world, into a boiling water and trying to drink it instantly. It's like, well, enjoy that, you know, like instead of waiting 15 minutes and letting it become what it needs to be.
As a northerner, I could probably do that, though. I reckon I could definitely drink a whole bag of tea in one sitting. What inspires you then? Obviously, like you say, when you're working in the film industry, there is nothing for you. It's not you get there, you say a couple of lines, there's nothing after. Do you find anything from that experience inspired you into making your music, or does your inspiration come from elsewhere? What goes through your mind when you've sat down, you're penning something, you're creating a bit of music? What is it that drives you?
I think that my main interest is the word esoteric comes to mind, and I think that it's always been my main interest in life and in general. Its root of its word is actually, I think that esoteric translates as internal work. It doesn't mean, you know, necessarily that whole like baggage of occultistic knowledge. It's just I'm a person who has sort of access to a kind of a particular kind of energy, and it's all about mastering that energy.
Yeah,
I'm just interested in mastery, really, of this particular thing that I have. But that mastery is at the disposal of any person around you. Everyone has access to their gift, and their life task is to master that particular gift, whether it's choreography or cooking or, you know, or flying or, you know, going into outer space. That's your personal commitment, personal destiny. But the mastery, the principle of mastery, remains to be the same.
How have you mastered, like honed in on your gift? What did you do to? You might not have mastered it yet, but What do you do to get to that point, to hone in on your skill, your talent, the gift that you were given?
Well, I'd say that I certainly nowhere near any kind of mastery, but I'm here. I survived some of the damaging things that are prone to go hand to hand with what musicians do.
And
with all the guardian angels' respect, and I think that, I mean, along the way, I picked up a lot of
You seem quite spiritual,
a lot of skills,
as well.
You know, that word, like, we gotta stay clear of that word. That like word doesn't mean anything.
What, spiritual?
Yeah, that word is just like means nothing in the world these days. You know, I mean, you know, it's like there's so much well, nicely wrapped, supposedly spiritual things,
yeah,
and like
true.
Let's like just not do that.
Well, what should I say? You seem,
it's what I meant by being esoteric, actually.
You seem very open-minded and understanding of a lot more that's going on than a lot of other people do, should I say. And that's what I meant by spiritual. You seem to have a greater understanding of things, which is why, well, I thought maybe when you say you want to master your gift, I was thinking maybe like meditate. Do you meditate, or do you do anything like that?
Oh,
you
seem I've been meditating for years. Actually, I was asked to learn meditation because when I was working with Rick Rubin, he was like, listen, you gotta get down with this, or you're gonna literally explode, like you're gonna go up in flames.
So what's a good meditation
technique? And that was
a
really great, actually. You're talking about picking up skills from people who've been on it for a while. Well, that's one of them.
The meditation.
Yeah, that, yes, and then, you know, you, as you go on, you. And it's really not, maybe not a central skill at this point for me, but it was like a central skill for a while. You know, I mean, bits and pieces of martial art, you know, bits and pieces of just dropping some of the more damaging habits than others.
All right, so I dropped a damaging habit 4 days ago. I quit smoking. Uh-huh. I've not had a cigarette since, but it's not going great. I'm this close away from headbutting kittens in the street. It's getting a bit too tense for me now.
Right.
What would you recommend? I should do meditation wise to try to get on your level? You're a very calm guy, you seem very placid. What could I do? And people listening at home as well who are also like me, talking a million miles an hour and very, what can we do? What would you recommend?
Well, actually, I'm not that far from you.
I'd say about 5 meters.
In my hyperactivity setup.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I can clearly see that, like, I'm very prone to that kind of condition. Like,
yeah.
Exactly that. And I just, over time, you know, it becomes, you know, what is it you really want to do? You know, like... As music and writing becomes more and more of a centralizing kind of a element, and a biggest payoff essentially.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to understand that being on stage is the ultimate payoff of it all.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I mean, making a living is great. That's very important. Let's not like forget that. That's amazing. And but being on stage is really the ultimate payoff of it. And being on stage, especially in a band like Gogol Bordello, where you really is in a very special zone, you know, of like when things are kind of don't look the same as they do in daily life.
Yeah.
And everything transforms to quite a degree, you know. I mean, it's a huge cure for the soul. It's a huge therapeutical. I mean, the whole art and music in general is ritualistic therapy, really.
Yeah.
You know, and accumulative time that I get to spend in it is quite large.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can you imagine?
I mean, either show lasts quite a time, and tours, some of them can be quite long. Not all of them, but. So accumulatively, it's a lot of the healing for the soul. There's a lot of enjoyment, which is kind of obscured in our society. It's very primal physical enjoyment.
Yeah,
100%. And we own that really actually to people who really mastered it is like Jim, Iggy Pop.
Yeah,
If Jim didn't master it, like there would be I don't think there would be any kind of that existentialist rage, self exploration on stage. I think that whole streak of rock and roll that would die out and something else maybe happen. But for that particular streak, which is where soul really actually expands, is all goes back to Jim. I think
You're gonna play as a song. Am I correct?
Oh yeah. Let's do Burning Coal.
This is Eugene Hutz with Burning Coal.
Well, I was walking on one cloudy morning with a certain shadow on my soul. Underneath the shadow there lay yearning, beat on walking on a burning coal. Walking, burning, as I'm walking, as I'm walking on a burning coal, a coal, yes, coal, walking on a burning coal. Now leave behind scenarios made for you and stay on a path to your own pole. I guess ain't no ordinary stroll. Guess the sailor not in my chest undone. And the shadow leave the soul. Turn to ashes, turn aerial. And now you don't need no one to walk you through this. Through this would be world burial. I'm walking, burning, as I'm walking, as I'm walking on a burning coal, a coal, a coal, as I'm walking on a burning. Is there anybody looking? Is there anybody looking here to see? Is there anybody looking to heal me? I was
was walking on one cloudy morning when a certain shadow crossed my soul. Underneath the shadow yearning, ain't it easy to fall? I'm walking, burning, as I'm walking, as I'm walking on a burning coal. Oh, coal, oh, coal, as I'm walking on a burning coal. Oh, coal, yes, coal, as I'm walking on a burning coal. Let go, let go, yes, I'm walking on a burning coal.
Wow, that was incredible. Thank you very much for that.
Yes, the horn section wasn't here to back it, but...
Unfortunately, I didn't bring my horn today, otherwise I could have given you a helping hand over here in the background.
Yeah, please do next time.
Eugene, thank you very much for coming in. It's been very enlightening. Like I say at the end, an incredible performance. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us.
I hope you enjoy the rest of the time in the UK and on the rest of your tour. Thank you very much.
Yeah, let's go and get some of that British breakfast.
Not the first time Reece Sanders has used his horn to get the back in. So, good times. Congratulations, Reece. That was a fantastic... He's actually sitting in the next door room. Thank you for stepping in for me. You didn't even realise you made that dirty sexual innuendo to him, did you? You were talking about getting horny. Poor old Eugene was just trying to play his music. What a lovely guy. Interesting. You talked about meditation. It went deep. I really enjoyed that. Thank you for helping me out. And also, what a fantastic way to finish off having a little extra special treat from Reece Sanders. Now, Chloe Howell is in the building. I've just gone and had a little chat with her. We've already talked through our various photo poses, and I'm really looking forward to having a proper chat with her. And plus, I've got a special Christmas game. Oh, how exciting is that? Before that, I want to play some music. This is a brand new one from Sigrid. I'm so impressed with everything Sigrid has been doing this year. I can't wait for what she's got to come next year. She also dresses really well. I really enjoy everything she wears. Go check her out if you haven't heard her already. This is Strangers.
Just like in the movies, it starts to rain and we, we're the broken beauties, blindfolding minds collide and we fall. When the curtain drops,
us. It's just you and I. Strangers, perfect pretenders. We're falling head over heels. Something that ain't real. It can never be us. It's just you and I. They forgot it when we made up a dream. Cause we got a pain, look what we can be. I don't want you, all you want is someone. Going home together to forget we're alone. They forgot it when we made up a dream. Cause we got a pain, look what we can be. I don't want you, all you want is someone. Going home together to forget we're alone. Strangers, we look what we can be. Strangers, going home together to forget we're alone. They don't believe in dreams. Something that ain't real. If you're much of me, I want is someone. It's just you and I.
Chloe Howell, welcome to Foobar Radio.
Hi, hello.
How are you, babe?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. It's cold outside.
Yes, and you've just moved house, which is known as one of the top five most stressful things you'll ever do in your life.
I have had really, really stressful experiences moving house, and this one has been weirdly, like, way easier. My last two times were absolute carnage.
Maybe you've become more zen as a person.
Yeah, and also I think, like, if something smashes on the way in, you know you can buy new ones. It's happened twice before.
Yeah. I think that's an important philosophy for life, Chloe.
Yeah, yeah.
You've just got to feel that way about everything that happens.
Yeah, exactly. Zen.
Very zen. Well, it's lovely to have you in. Yeah. I've been following you since your start off, basically.
Oh, really?
Massive fan of your first few singles, and also really excited for all the new stuff that's coming. Firstly, we might as well talk about the first time you hit the music industry. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's really, really difficult as an artist to come in. I mean, you were 19?
So I actually put the first song out when I was 17.
Yeah, I mean, that's when I was 17, I was sitting in my pants playing PlayStation. So congratulations for it being more successful human in every way than most people in the world. But tell me how that was for you, because I feel like that would have been a scary experience.
It's funny because I think when you're young, you take everything so much more, I don't know, things now, you know how much is kind of riding on things now and how important and how serious things are. But when you're a kid, you just sort of like let things come to you and sort of just kind of go with the flow a lot more. So back then I was just like, oh yeah, you know, I'm just putting out a song on a major label, touring well, whatever. You know, it's just a laugh, like hanging out with my friends. Now I'm like, got to get this right, and I think now it's a lot more it feels a lot more pressure than it did when I was a kid.
Well, also I saw you said that back then it was, I saw in an article you said it was a lot of rich old men making me feel like I was stupid. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that might be a lot of people's experience in the music industry, especially women.
Yeah.
And not to generalize, but I feel like I hear that a lot.
Yeah.
And now you are doing it unsigned.
Yeah.
And you're releasing it yourself, which must be liberating. Difficult, scary,
yeah.
But really liberating. Do you feel a huge amount better now that you're not in that scenario where you feel like a lot of people are telling you how to be you?
I feel like almost that experience where I was kind of felt, you know, made to feel like I didn't know what was right for me, you know, better than anybody else. You know, I felt like other people knew how I was meant to be myself, when really you're the only person who knows that. But that experience pushed me to kind of find that side within myself and to be a lot more authoritative with my own sort of path. And so now I'm able to do that and be like, no, I am, you know, I have the right to kind of have a bit more creative direction. I do know what I'm doing. I do know what I want. And so it's quite refreshing to just know that, know the power that I hold. That's a nice new feeling.
I think as well, you released like a good handful of singles that were all bangers, as Miley Cyrus would say. But they all did well, and you got huge amounts of views, and the videos did really well, and they were really interesting. Do you feel like that's held you in a better stead now that you've been away for a little while and you've come back? Because actually, people already believe in you. So you came in with Magnetic earlier in the year, and of course you've got Do It Alone now, your new single. Because I feel that about you. I've, you know, known about you for ages and really loved your music, and so I'm very excited to hear what's coming next. Do you feel like that as well?
I feel like there's kind of two ways that people are looking at it. In one side, you know, I've already cultivated this fan base who are amazing, and so being able to come back and just straight away have the people who've been supporting me for the last 4 years, and them being really, really open to hearing, you know, new stuff has been amazing. But then on the other side, I think on an industry standpoint, people are kind of like, oh, she's already had her time, or like, wasn't she the girl who was signed before and like, you know, then got dropped or whatever. And so I'm kind of witnessing two sort of reactions to it. But really the only ones that matter in life are the positive ones. So that's what I'm focusing on.
Exactly. But also, funny that you should say that, because if you look at some of, I mean, I always like love to reference this, but Lisa Kudrow was fired from Frasier before she did Friends.
Yeah.
And Skepta has been making music and making and getting huge views and getting really recognised. And he's only just been. So I just basically what I'm trying to say is I think that's absolute rubbish, and I think it doesn't even, especially at the moment, people are living that sort of renaissance of like, if you're making good music, that's all that matters.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I do believe, like, it's interesting because getting dropped, in one kind of way, it made me very sad because, you know, I'd been working towards that for a lot of time, and it was a really, really incredible time in my life. And obviously that then came to an end, and I knew that henceforth it was going to be a lot harder. But also, I was like, God, I now have the opportunity to just completely... I was a teenager. I didn't know who I was generally as a person, let alone as an artist. And so I was like, God, I get to do this now. You know, I get to do what most people go off and do at uni. But I get to do it, you know, in two different ways. I already know what I want to do in my life. And I, you know, I get to now discover myself. And that was really, really nice.
Exactly. The only slightly sad thing is that these songs, it's a little bit emanate from, well, not so much Do It Alone, because it's kind of that the empowerment one. But Magnetic comes from a bit of a heartbreak that you experience, isn't it?
Yeah.
So as I say to a lot of artists who come through and have sung about this kind of things, it is exciting that you've had a horrible experience because it's made such a great song. It's a really weird sort of thing to be congratulating someone on.
You spend a lot of time kind of when you're young trying to write about relationships. I remember being a teenager and being like hearing songs on the radio that are about love and relationships and not understanding them, but just kind of singing along. Yeah. And then as soon as I got my heart broken, I was like, I totally get what Adele was on about, man. I totally get it.
Am I right? Like, seriously?
Yeah, so... Yeah, it is kind of like, it's kind of like sticking your middle finger up, though, to the people who hurt you. And then you're like, now I'm done with you. I've written the song. It's over.
I know. I was talking about this the other day. We were saying about, you wrote Magnetic about, do they know that you wrote it about them? Like, is it obvious? Do you think it's obvious? Because I always think it must be awkward if someone rings you up and they're like, Chloe.
Yeah.
Babe. Yeah. I want a cut. That's about me.
Well, I mean, this particular person couldn't because I've blocked him like 2 years ago. So.
Block that dick.
Yeah, I'm sure he knows, but I don't know if he would have the sort of like, I don't know, ability to accept the blame enough to admit it to himself. God,
go,
I'm going
girl.
In.
No, you go, girl. I think it's sick. Like, I would love the opportunity to do something like that. Mm. You know, you write, but I'd be too scared about like people knowing who I was talking about.
Yeah, but I think especially when I write the songs, and especially with Magnetic, like, you also kind of admit your own fault, because, like, let's not get it twisted. I was an absolute bell end, like, letting him back in and rah, rah, rah. So, you know, you're not...
I mean, you've done it. Dua Lipa's done it. We've all done it, babe. Yeah. We've all been there.
I know. It's kind of like a plague on the human race. We're so stupid when it comes to, like, love and relationships.
100%. But it makes good music, so you win some, you lose some. Mm-hmm. 2018 is going to be an exciting year. Do It Alone is the new single. It's kind of empowering. It's all about, like, that person that wants you, you just making them do it all on their own, right? So does it come from a sort of story within your heart, or is it something that's just resonating your sort of experiences?
Yeah, no, so it's sort of... I started talking to this person who was in a relationship, and, you know, we were just talking, like, a lot, and slowly I was like, oh, this is not... No, this is more than just, you
Did
know...
Did he send you a dick pic?
No, no dick pics, actually, because then I definitely would have never even pursued the guy. I would have been like, no, that's his. Blocked. But no, so we were just chatting. It was pretty friendly, but then, you know, when you're chatting way too much, you're like, okay, this isn't just friends. But I knew that he wasn't necessarily happy with the person he was with. And so... But I would never, ever, ever be the other woman because I could just never do that to another girl. And so I kind of wrote...
Girls unite.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, you know, not everybody's looking out for us, so we have to look out for each other. So Do It Alone was sort of me being like, listen, you're generally a cool guy. Oops.
Don't worry, I always punch the mic.
You're generally a cool guy, but... I'm not going to help you cheat on another woman because it's
yes,
not
queen. Yeah. I admire that. Talking of other women, you were in the studio with Ella Eyre the other day.
Yes.
You guys were both nominated for Brit's Critics' Choice at the same time. Mm-hmm. Did you guys make pals? Make pals?
Aww,
hello,
that's
make
cute.
Make some pals. Did you make friends then, or do you, have you known each other through the industry?
It was then. So basically, So nominated for the Critics' Choice was me, Ella, and this artist who's gone on to do nothing.
Yeah,
Sam
no,
Smith.
He's I haven't heard of him.
He's really. I feel quite bad for him.
Sam Smith. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. So
I'm sure we can Google him and find out more.
Yeah. So yeah, everyone was kind of pitting us against each other, and I was really shy back then, so she like slid into my DMs and she was
like,
"Let's be friends." You know, people want us to kind of compete, but I don't want to. And so we just hung out. And then from then, we've just been, like, best mates.
What a lovely girl.
I know.
Big up Ella Eyre for that.
I know.
Because I think that is so nice.
She says to me now, she's like, I don't know what compelled me to do that. I've never been that forthcoming with, like, another girl before and been like, let's be friends. And I'm like, well, I'm glad you did because it worked out.
100%. I think it's the vibe at the moment, though. A lot of girls seem to be doing the girl power thing.
Yeah.
I just think it's, why not?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you are jealous or... God, I'm getting really philosophical.
No, we should be philosophical.
Whenever you're jealous or kind of think down on another woman, it's only because of what society sort of made you think of womanhood anyway.
So, and it only reflects badly on you.
Yeah, definitely.
I put on my special psychotherapist voice then.
Yeah, that's very soothing.
Yeah, like, I was trying to make you feel calm.
Yeah, I want to tell you about all my like trauma now.
Please, Chloe, please carry on. No, that's really cute. And also, what were you doing in that studio together?
Oh, well, because we're such close friends and, like, she's sort of writing at the minute and sometimes when you're... Well, both of us have been writing and you get a little bit of writer's block, so we're like, oh, let's just rejig it up and work together, which we'd never done before.
Cute.
And, yeah, it was just refreshing to, like, have somebody you actually are really close with in the studio and just being like, oh...
And as young women in the music industry, it must have been nice to sort of bounce off each other as well.
Yeah, it was, and also just to have like a massive gossip.
Oh, yeah. I want to know all of the things you talked about, but I'll ask you after the show.
Yeah.
So tell me what's in the works. Obviously, it's Christmas is coming up. Do you like Christmas?
I'm from a massive family. I've got 5 sisters, and two
holy
nephews.
Holy moly.
Yeah, so
that is a lot of the female gene in your family.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. And both of my cousins on my mum's side are female as well, so there's like girls.
Here come the girls.
I know.
Girls.
I know. Girls. Maybe that's why I'm so girl power.
Well, it's important to have strong women around you when you grow. It's
Definitely.
It's definitely a real benefit if you have that as a woman, I think.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of like the oldest of all the sisters who lived together at one time, so I'm like the kind of like cracking the whip one.
Oh God.
But so Christmas is good at my house. Lots of people around. Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm going to segue to the Max because I've got a special Christmas game for us
to
break up this really intense industry chat we're having. So this is weird cookie jar bowl thing.
Okay.
I'm going to open it up and inside there are cracker jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And what I thought we could do is read each other some cracker jokes and I can't even open it.
Wow.
Whoever gets the other one to laugh first wins.
Oh, okay.
I'll go first because it's probably quite a difficult game because these are going to be like awful jokes.
I always get told I'm like the easiest person to make laugh.
Yes.
So I'm laughed all the way through this interview.
Okay, well I'll give you 2 laughs because I don't easily laugh.
Yeah, I can tell you're quite. Yeah,
I'm really
you're very
bitchy.
Together.
No,
you laughed. I mean,
right. Okay, game over. I hope you all enjoyed that. Okay, right. I haven't actually read these either. I've picked them, but I deliberately didn't read them. Okay,
let me get sad.
I'm going to read it in this voice as well because I think it makes you feel at ease.
Mm-hmm.
What's a dog's favourite carol?
I don't know.
Bark the herald angels sing. Oh, you held that together. That's annoying. Okay, here we go. Chloe Howell is picking a really bad Christmas cracker joke. And she just told me that she laughs at anything and didn't laugh at the first one. So I'm doing badly at the moment.
I think my competitiveness is going to override my giggliness.
Okay.
right. Why did the pony have to gargle? Because it was a little horse.
I thought you were going to say whore.
No!
I was laughing about something that wasn't the joke. So is that fair? I thought you were about to say little whore.
Yeah, but you still laughed at the sort of syllables.
Can I do another one? Yeah. Can I keep going until I make you laugh?
Yeah. Okay. God, I think I'm going to be good at this now.
Oh, cripes. Okay, here we go. Oh, good. A Brexit joke. How will Christmas dinner be different after Brexit? How will Christmas dinner be good after Brexit?
I don't know.
No Brussels.
Oh.
Oh, God. Chloe Howell, what is your problem?
That is a good one.
Oh, okay, wait, she just laughed. Does that mean...
Oh.
No, it doesn't count.
God, do you know what? I'm just finding the general, like, in-between stuff funny. Mm-hmm. The fact you're getting so angry at me.
I'm really deeply upset.
Oh, I'm going to laugh at my own joke.
You can do that. That's allowed.
Why was the turkey in the pop group?
I don't know.
Because he was the only one with drumsticks.
That was breathing. I wasn't laughing. That was breathing. That was rubbish. That sounds like a joke about McFly or something. I don't know why that reminded me of like a McFly joke.
Oh, come on. We all love McFly.
Oh. What? No, that's Busted. I was about to sing Busted.
Oh.
I can't remember a McFly song. When you call up my... They covered that. I can remember that. That's going to make you laugh more as me singing.
Yeah.
Okay, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a line of men waiting for a haircut?
I don't know.
A barbecue.
Oh my God, I'm not laughing.
You don't care. You don't care about me.
Oh my God, I hate Christmas.
You hate Christmas
so
much.
Oh my God.
Okay, we've got one more each. One more each, okay?
All right.
I've got naught out of 10.
Have I got one?
You've got basically all of them, but that's okay. I'll get over it.
Okay. What did Santa do when he went speed dating? He pulled a cracker.
That's vile. Santa shouldn't speed date. He's married.
I know. Oh, my God, yeah. Gross.
Sorry, Mrs. Claus.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the pièce de résistance.
Okay.
I need to get some
Christmas cheer in me. Yeah. What's wrong with me?
Come on, Chloe Howell. Give me a break. I'm usually okay at jokes. Right, here we go. I've got one. This is it. Oh, yeah, here it is. If you don't laugh at this, it means you hate dogs.
Okay.
What do you give a dog for Christmas?
I don't know.
A mobile bone. Okay, that was a fake laugh, and I know it was. But I really respect you for giving it to me because you knew I'd lost all my faith in myself.
I felt like, I think I've just like...
No, you were really good at that game.
Oh, I know. I think I'm, yeah.
Chloe Howell, this is for you.
Good job, B.
That's Blue Ivy there telling you did a good job.
Has she ever said that in her life?
Yeah. So in the song, on Beyonce's album, Lemonade, she said, I think it's Lemonade or is it Part It? I can't remember. She says, good job, B, in the middle of the song.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. And I like it.
Yeah, that's cute.
Because I love Beyonce. Do you like Beyonce?
Yeah, I do. I love Beyonce.
Oh, thank God we can still be friends. So tell me what's coming up in 2018 for you.
So 2018, I'm just settling into Christmas now. Nobody wants to work over Christmas, so
yeah.
That's all mellow. But yeah, in 2018 I've got a show coming up on the 7th of February at the Pickle Factory. You guys should all come.
It's headlining. You're headlining the Pickle Factory, which is massive.
Yes, so that's on the 7th of February. And hopefully release some more music around then as well.
And are you in a heartbreak situation right now, or is the music going to be what are the themes that are running through your head at the moment for making music? Is it hard basically when you're not having a horrible time?
It is kind of hard to think of like concepts, but when you're happy it's way easier to come up with melodies because you're like, do 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 do.
Oh, okay.
It's just the lyrics that
that's
you have to
so
work
interesting
out.
I've never thought of that. So you can think of like the really positive vibey
track
tune,
and stuff,
but
yeah.
Okay.
So you just like dance around the studio, like in a good place. But the lyrics, sometimes you have to be like, damn, why has no one hurt me this week? Like,
oh, okay. So should I punch you on the way out or something?
That could help, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You should just write a song about me being an absolute dickhead.
You know what? It would be a great help. Thanks.
Oh, okay. No worries. Sure. I then get done for assault.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know if there's anyone that you could work with in 2018, someone that you've been following or that you just really love as a musician or artist. Is there anyone that you're thinking about?
Well, I'm actually very lucky because the producer that I work with pretty much all the time now is somebody who I worked with when I was 17. and he's done so much cool stuff that I love, so I'm just like already there.
So you're just feeling like he is the perfect match for you, like part you've met your partner in crime,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, yeah. So we've just been working together for the last year and I don't really see that changing, so.
And when you work together, do you, what happens in the studio? Does it get like, do you do weird stuff? Like, do you get drunk? Not that that's weird, but do you do weird things to get you in the mood to write music?
We kind of just like bitch to each other all day, every day over text. So kind of like,
you get that out of the way. Yeah. So you just get in there and you can write a song straight up.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, also I don't mean this in a vain way, but I've been doing this for so long now that I've kind of got the like process of writing down. So when I go in, I'm like, right, here we go. This is how you write a song. Let's do this.
Yeah. I don't get it. I mean, that's obviously why I don't do it, but I just can't get my head around it. I'd literally sit there and just be like, pickles. That was the first thing that came into my head then, because we just talked about the pickle factory, and then it would go from there. And I just don't think it would be.
No one's ever written a song about pickles before, and maybe it's time. So
if you take that idea and make a hit,
I'll give you a percentage, babe.
Oh, okay, fine. As long as we're straight up about it, you know, girl power and all that. I'm just looking for like 4 or 5%.
Yeah, it's fine.
Thank you so much for coming in and seeing us.
Thanks for having me.
No, my pleasure.
Sorry I didn't laugh at your joke.
Let's not revisit that, Chloe. Okay, I'm already struggling to deal with it. No, you did incredibly well, and I look forward to all of your family laughing galorely, even if that's a word, at all your Christmas. I mean, you can take these if you want and use them on just general people.
Yeah, I should. Shouldn't I?
Yeah, well, you're welcome, because I'm definitely never using them again. I'm going to play a bit of Do It Alone.
Cool.
Please, will you introduce it for us?
So, I'm Chloe Howe, and this is Do It Alone.
Thank you so much for joining us, and Merry Christmas!
Oh, you too!
You're lonely, I notice she is never on your arm. You found me last when you lay on the charm, and you told me the walls are closing in on you, my boy. Tread softly, wanting to be free, don't mean you are. Cause you're on different sides and you want me right in the middle. You're trying to speed up time and breaking all the rules would satisfy. You wanna get away and get in with me, solves the riddle. You wanna break a heart, I won't commit the crime. If you're trying to leave your girl for me, gotta do it alone. You gotta do it all on your own. Cause I won't let you use me to break free. Gotta do it alone. You gotta do it all on your own. You play, it's hard to quit the game. If you win, who can say you'll ever love purely again? Cause you're on different sides and you want me right in the middle. You're trying to speed up time and breaking all the rules would satisfy. You wanna get away and get in with me, solves the riddle. You wanna break a heart, I won't commit the crime. If you're trying to leave your gotta do it all on your own. Cause I won't let you use me to break free. Gotta do it alone. You gotta do it all on your own. Because I'm not gonna be your alibi or your excuses. Excuses. And I won't take
Presents.
What's your opinion of Joe Wicks?
What you mean? All right, I'm Joe Wicks.
Yeah, that one.
Joe? I'm Joe. Sorry.
Joe from the cast.
I'm Joe Wicks. I'm from London. I'm Joe Wicks. I'm going to stop doing that now. I do apologise. I don't know too much about him. I can't believe he's made like millions.
The thing, my big gripe with Joe Wicks is that he recommends these sweeping statements like, eat what you want, don't do any exercise,
and
Joe
Wicks impression
weight.
Again.
I know.
Can't help it. So
it
Joe
just
Wicks.
Happened. Just have it kind of sound like my dad impression. Maybe that's my generic.
We're very
voice.
Varied. Our skills.
Every Friday. Talk with Olivia Cox and Rachel Dowie. From 5 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
You know what it is when you hear that. Señorita, I ain't trying to play. No. I've been thinking you should get a test. You gon' wanna book me on the day. Yeah. Right away, right away. Hey, they all trying to keep you on the block. I'ma take you Italy, no stops. You gon' wanna kick it at the spot. Right away, right away.
Chloe Howell for popping by. What a lovely lady. We love her, don't we? Abby and Nat are in the studio again. Girls.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome. So we're going to run through our top moments of 2017 and we're going to merge together top moments pardon? I've had 1.5 glasses of Prosecco. Top moments of the show and top moments of life. So let's kick off with something I feel really passionate about.
Gemma, you silly cunt.
So Gemma Collins became something of an icon this year, with people picking up on the fact that she's fucking hilarious at all times and making them into some memes and doing some...
I mean, how many memes did I tag you in?
I think probably 50. And we also did a show where we played about 18 of her clips. This being the most iconic.
Gemma, you silly cunt.
Which it gets you every time.
I know, it's like, I know it's going to come, but I still love it.
You know it's going to come, but there's nothing that stops you from laughing hysterically. So there was a moment probably that I would say precedes everything in this, in when she was presenting an award at the BBC Radio 1 Teen Awards, and she fell through the floor.
Not on purpose.
Yeah, was it not on purpose?
No.
Or?
No.
Are you sure it wasn't on purpose?
She says not.
Yeah. So who knows? But it was very graceful. That's all I'll say. It looked like she was an angel sort of flying down into the depths of whatever was down there. And the guy...
That's so accurate. I mean...
And the guys from, is it Love Island? And she just, their faces was the best part of it. They were just like, because they didn't kind of immediately go down to help her because they obviously didn't really know what was going on, but they just sort of like stared at her. Mm. I just think it was one of the favourite things because she's even said it was one of the favourite things that's ever happened to her. It was one of the best nights of her life because of that happening, because it was so funny, even though she was in immense pain and actually really hurt herself. Yeah. Big up to her though, because she carried on afterwards and spoke and then met Rita Ora, which was like her dream come true.
Yeah, did you see her Snapchat in backstage?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm seeing you.
Like, girls, girls, it's Rita Ora and me, Gemma Collins.
Gemma, you silly cunt.
Moving on, this one you might not really remember, but Nat, I definitely remember talking to you. I know, we all talked about it because it was about Feb this year. Blink-182's Tom DeLonge won the award for his UFO research. We all realised that he's not actually a musician anymore, he's a UFO expert, which I feel like for me is one of the top moments of the year because Blink-182 is one of my favourite bands.
Oh, you should meet Sean Walsh then soon because that is his actual favourite band.
Oh, okay, I'm not being that serious about it.
No, like, it is though, isn't it?
Yeah, he'll like play a song every show.
Single show.
Oh, I was going to say, I went to that, didn't I go to that Amelia Lilly thing, which was Green Day though. I thought it was, was the Green Day musical.
It's
that
all
was
the
good.
Same, isn't it?
Yeah. That was when I had a really bad spray tan and I did the interview with her and I look absolutely bizarre. Travis Scott followed in Gemma Collins' footsteps. I don't know if you ever saw this, but a Drake concert. It's one of the most impeccable stage falls I've ever seen. He's like chomping down the stage in a really like, sort of like a gazelle, and he just disappears out of nowhere. It's one of the best clips. If you haven't looked at it, that is one of my peak moments of 2017. Because Drake's reaction is like, no idea, no idea, no idea, where the fuck has he gone? And he's just in the what is down there?
So what, they were performing together?
He came on to sing the song with him and was prancing around, obviously hadn't been told the holes in the stage. Who puts holes in stages? And he just fell straight down. But it was like really must have hurt defo fall. Mm. There wasn't like four people from Love Island down there to break his fall. It was not good. So that was another one of my top moments. Have you guys ever fallen in a sort of epic way that?
Yeah, daily. I've learned now the only thing to do is do the Gemma Collins when you fall is you just have to laugh.
What, call everyone a silly cunt?
I mean, I do that just without falling. But when you fall, you know what I mean? Like, you have to just go, because if you don't, if you get all like, well, you just look a bit silly. I fall over all the time.
I think it's very noble to fall over, but the only annoying thing, do you know what the worst falling over sort of experience I've had recently, where I bruised both my knees, no Nat, not that, was when I went to my best friend's wedding and I was wearing very big knickers. And when I say big knickers, I mean knee to nipple.
Lovely.
And I pulled my dress up and did the worm in the middle of the wedding in front of 250 people. And 220 people put it on their Instagram video. So that was the highlight of my year.
I do need to see that straight after the show.
I mean, how have I not seen that?
Yeah. Well, you're welcome. Another highlight, which we've all discussed at length, is Taylor Swift dying / killing herself and all of her personalities, becoming a murderer and then being reborn. Mm. Very, very, very meta. Mm. She also became a big fan of snakes. How do we feel about Taylor Swift at this point in the year?
right.
Irrelevant. You think she's irrelevant?
I forgot about her until you mentioned her.
I do like her, but I do feel like she's a little bit gone with the wind at this point.
I think the whole of like Britain just went, what? I think she's doing a lot better in America, and all the British people just went, hey, you're doing what with a snake? Not for me.
You're doing what with a snake? I actually really like her songs, though.
That's okay.
I really like the album.
You don't have to whisper.
I really like it. I'm going to be honest about it.
I really like it.
It's a safe zone here.
It's your show.
Thank you. Should we actually mention, talking of my show, should we say some of the top things that we've enjoyed this year?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You kick it off now. What's your favourite thing that's happened this year?
Well, this is like outside of the show, but we were together. Yeah. I was going to say personally, like watching Eminem at Reading and having
because
the whole
I was
Reading.
That drunk and I cried.
No, because it was amazing. Well, actually, just Reading generally. It was a lovely day. We got to see some people. We were drunk. We can't remember everyone, but Eminem particularly, that was really just a really nice experience.
My credit card receipt was a nice experience the next day as well.
I wasn't, when we were like, we got what?
Yeah, 17 bottles of Prosecco.
Who
later
gets Prosecco at a festival?
We do, because I don't want to drink watered down piss.
Fair.
Similar to a very good one. Yeah.
Similar to the Mighty Hoopla thing where I had to try and get my way home on my own, and I was absolutely leathered.
I don't know how you got home.
I got home and my flatmates went, what? Are you sure you got home?
The drunk zone, though, where you don't know how you got there, but you've done it.
Yeah.
Which I feel like maybe you've been in before.
But Mighty Hoopla was good, too, because I saw All Saints and I'd never seen them before, and they were amazing.
Oh, that was really good.
That was amazing.
And we got to chat to Alma, which was really nice.
That was really good.
Yeah. It was a lovely day. And Nimmo, the lovely girls from Nimmo. And we got really drunk. So all in all, it was a sort of win for everybody.
Yeah. And we went to another good festival called Stand and Calling.
Not only did we go, we run the world at Stand and Calling.
That was amazing. That was a big highlight too, with all the people. Mr. Motivator on a Sunday morning, but was amazing.
Do you remember? Yeah, I mean, he said I could move in with his wife.
He said he'd take the door off, but
yeah, that was weird.
It's a bit weird, but
that was weird. I wanted to keep the door well on its hinges. But talking of Stand and Calling, 26th to the 29th of July, we've had the announcement that Brian Ferry is going to be headlining the Sunday.
Big announcement. Grace Jones slot, as it was last year.
Yes.
The big artist.
The big I am, that one is obviously known for his time in Roxy Music.
Yes.
Beautiful time.
It was a beautiful time.
Beautiful time.
He's going to be a beautiful headliner.
I think he's great. No, I think it's really exciting. And I think Stand and Calling is one of the loveliest festivals I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Alex Trenchard is one of the loveliest people I've ever met.
Good, because he's coming back in January.
Exclusive. Drop the bomb.
Well, yeah, because we are, as we were this year, next year we continue to be an official partner of Stand and Calling. Literally signed a contract, so that's all done.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Does it say
back?
I have to take my top off or something?
I did insist on that. They didn't ask, but I said.
Harriet insists that she has to do all her interviews with her tits out.
That was a small print.
Imagine the next ones.
Yeah, they're going to be big. Because interestingly, that's their because they do kind of like a current headliner, and then a sort of vintage one, and then a wild card. So we've got the wild card, and we've got the, you know, sort of current person to look forward to.
Meeting Orbital was a highlight too, because they were just lovely, lovely guys at Stand and Calling.
How fun was that interview
amazing,
as well?
Yeah,
Katie Tunstall was really nice as well.
She was great. Orbital did a little exclusive when they told me they got really pissed on stage, but he couldn't say because they were suddenly like, I'm really drunk.
I like getting people drunk and then interviewing them.
Yeah.
I feel like both of those artists as well, we went into that and I was like, I don't actually know how nice and friendly they're going to be, but like they were so great. They were like the best interviews of the whole weekend.
100%.
So much fun.
When people are dicks, it's so boring. More iconic moments of this year was when we had Silento in. Whip Nae Nae. That was interesting. He's sweet angel baby. I mean, he looks about four. And he was very American and amazing and fantastic. I loved him. And we did whip Nae Nae. Made me feel deeply uncomfortable, but I whipped and I nae naed.
You didn't have to G him up in the green room or anything. He was in the
absolutely
zone.
Absolutely not. Big time for me and you as well. Dawn from En Vogue.
Oh my God. One of my highlights was having to go and like run down the road here to get her out of the car. She had no idea. Just like running around.
Me and you were like, ha, I love her so much. In fact, I listened back to the interview and it's basically just me going, oh my God, I love her so much.
Yeah,
just being like, stop. You're a bit embarrassing yourself.
Yeah. Oh, and we had Salt and Pepper on as well.
Yeah.
Which was another highlight for me.
100%. Yeah. And also another highlight, Boy's Life.
Oh, yeah. They were very funny.
Brian McFadden.
Naughty
and Keith Duffy.
Very naughty.
They sang a song about something so disgusting that I don't even want to repeat. Plus, we've had Reggie Snow, we've had Zac Efron, we've had Laura Dockrell, who I'm in love with. And Glass Animals, one of Nat's absolute favourites.
And obviously, I'm obviously sad, devastated, but Wild Beast, they were on and they are splitting up. We had them on. We bloody did, yeah. And... The Manor, I have to say. I know it was only recently, but I loved them coming in to co-host the show.
And freestyling.
Amazing.
And that was so sick.
Get them back next year.
And also Bizzle. Like, Bizzle was up there. He was so amazing. And he was like, I like what you're wearing. And I was just like, I'm done. Like, he just walked in the room and I was like, this is me, done.
He was lovely as well. So succinct and interesting and intelligent. I really just enjoyed the whole... And I just want to say... No, I'm joking. This has been fantastic though, hasn't it? We've smashed it on the new music show. Yeah. I mean, we've literally had artists on. I mean, 2016 we had Nadia Rose and she's huge now.
I just want to say, we also had on way before X Factor, didn't we? Raxu came in. Yeah.
Before they'd even auditioned, I guess.
They hadn't auditioned at that point.
They didn't have a single clue.
You're welcome, Psycho.
We like, literally just hear talent and go, they are going to be big. And then we get them in here.
That is the new music show on FUBAR Radio. We love it. Well, thank you, girls, for being amazing and being a fantastic... Oh, actually, we've got a few more. I wanted to hit up some... Have you guys got any favourite albums of this year? Because I wanted to list a few that were I'm a big fan of. Dua Lipa did her album, Dua Lipa. We've had Muramasa, we've had Sid, we've had Pink, Ed Sheeran, Kalani, SZA, Drake, The XX, Paramore, Sampha, J-Hus, Calvin Harris, Khalid, Jay-Z, Lorde, Kendrick Lamar, Stormzy, amongst so many other massive...
And Beck. He had an album out and he was great.
Yeah, you love Beck, don't you? You crank
yeah, she was very, so good. Very good. Very Abby good. Abby likes Beck too.
We're yeah, well, Beck. I like Beck. I just, right, you know, okay. Beck off. So, girls, what are you going to be doing for Christmas? Because I can see that Lizzie Cundy is outside the studio dressed as Little Miss Santa Claus out there. Stephen Leng isn't, though, but they're up next on the show.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I didn't bring my outfit like that. It would be amazing.
You'd have been so embarrassed.
Well, obviously, we're going off with a Christmas party straight after the show.
Prosecco in hand.
Yeah. What happened last year? I was so drunk
Someone
that I had to
went
go
home,
at
9 o'clock in a taxi.
Mm-hmm. And I was sick when I got home.
Oh, God. Okay.
No,
like sick as
worries.
In you were sick as yeah. in good.
I was like, sick, mate. I'm so sick.
I don't really remember what happened last year.
It was good. And I woke up in my own bed.
Pardon?
Sorry.
Oh, what, do you usually waking up in others' beds?
I mean, not in a skip or something, you know?
Okay, so that's good times. Good. Yeah. So let's see who we can get to wake up in a skip.
But we do have work tomorrow, last year we didn't have work.
No, thank God.
So tomorrow's going to be scary.
What are you saying thank God for? You've got work.
No, I meant last year, God we didn't, because I was terrible. I was so hungover.
I don't believe that's it. You don't drink, do you, Nat?
No, just a soft white wine, soft drink.
Soft drink. Just have one soft drink of a large glass of white wine, please. Now, there's a thing going around at the moment where we're trying to get Last Christmas, in honour of George Michael, we're trying to get Last Christmas to number one. So I thought we could finish the show with that.
Yeah,
brilliant.
We love George Michael. Also, so sad that it's been a year since his passing. But this goes out to him and to all of you for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Harriet Rose Show on FUBAR Radio. Next year, we've already started booking some incredible new music artists and some big huge stars for you, so please stay tuned and keep staying tuned as well for the next couple of weeks, because we're playing best ofs, aren't we, guys, and some vintage episodes.
Yeah, we are. 24 days of FUBAR.
Yeah, remember, like, Zac Efron, MIA, we're going to go back to
back to the start, because it is our 4-year anniversary.
Whoa.
We've been here for 4 years, so happy birthday / Christmas.
We're rolling them all out.
Old. Nice. Okay, this goes out to all of you. Last Christmas, this is Wham. We love you. Bye,
bye.